Today is Friday, June 25th. You're listening to D-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Mandiel. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Trandad Triggers. Home games this week include tonight and tomorrow, starting at 6:05 p.m. Find tickets at the gates of Central Park or online at trandadtriggers.com. The weather is expected to be mostly sunny, with a high near 85 today, with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 55. This weekend is expected to see a chance of thunderstorms both days, with sun at times, highs in the 70s, with lows in the 50s at night. Now, here's the headlines for the day. New Mexico plans to open up to 100% with no state-mandated restrictions starting July 1st. Businesses and other establishments can continue their own CDC-advised COVID rules if they wish. As of June 22nd, the last available data, the state had a full vaccination rate of 59.9%, with a partial rate of 68.5%. An area church west of Romero Elementary School recently received historical designation after the builder's family worked since 2007 to have it added to the National Historic Register. The church closed in 1967, but had been a community meeting ground for years before. The church, which is estimated to be built around 1862 by Agapetito Medina, is structurally sound according to one person familiar with it, and it is expected that the family will now apply for grant funding to fund restoration in the hopes to open its doors to the public once more. The United Mine Workers Association will hold the 107th Annual Memorial Service at the Ludlow Massacre Memorial Site Sunday, June 27th at 10 a.m. The site is located just west of Exit 27 off of I-25, 12 miles north of Trandad. The Trandad Youth Club will be shooting off model rockets tomorrow on the baseball fields at the Trandad Community Center at 10:30 a.m. That's the morning news for the week. Tune back in Monday for more news impacting Las Animas County and Colfax County, New Mexico.